Sewell Alaska Native College students say traditional culture and mentorships help protect against suicide. The National Association of Rural Mental Health held its annual convention in Anchorage last week, with sessions ranging from aging and mental health to workforce development, and one gathered Native students' views on suicide prevention. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
National Association of Rural Mental Health President Linda Werlein says their annual conference gives mental health service providers a chance to learn about research, best practices, and relevant programs. Something she wants the public to understand is they have a role in promoting mental health too.
Everyone can be aware if they see signs and symptoms with a family member or a friend to get them into someone who can help them and get them back on the right track.
One of the presenters was University of Alaska Fairbanks student Christopher DeCue, who researched the beliefs, opinions, and experiences of rural Alaska Native students on suicide. Alaska has the nation's highest rate of suicide. Alaska Native men between the ages of 15 and 24 have the highest of any demographic in the country and among the highest in the world. With his associates, DeCue interviewed 25 Alaska Native students at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, asking them what protects against and what contributes to those high suicide rates.
By and large, the most commonly mentioned protective factor against suicide was traditional ways and subsistence lifestyles. Moreover, they talked about mentor relationships. Mentorship as being an important protective factor and having a meaningful relationship with a caring adult. A huge focus was grandparents and grandparenting, the importance of elders and adults from inside the community who were talking with them and supporting them in the process of growing up and learning.
For example, DeCue cited one of the students who had quoted a grandparent saying, "No matter what happens, no matter what you get yourself into, no matter what it seems like at the time, suicide is never the answer." Marie Scannis analyzed the students' interviews. She says one of the questions was to ask them how they felt about talking about suicide during the interviews.
They wanted to talk about the effects on other people. They wanted to talk about the cultural implications, how there's a lot of silencing and we don't talk about this person because we don't want to glorify them, and how the grieving process was changed because of that, perhaps, how they were affected, because a lot of people were very profoundly affected.
Students said more suicide prevention programs are needed in rural Alaska, but service providers need to find a way around the lack of confidentiality in small communities, which they say deters people from seeking help from professionals. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.